And so we're going live this morning, and I'm really excited. And Jen, I shared with you this morning, rarely do I ever get a little bit nervous, and I'm a little nervous over the show this morning simply because of who we have on this morning. And this is such a accomplished man and a wonderful man, and I don't want to screw things up.
You're not going to screw anything up.
Are you sure?
You locked in a good one today.
I think I did. First and foremost, morning, Joe.
Joe, can you hear him?
Can you hear us? Hang on. We're having a few technical difficulties.
Joe?
So give us a minute here. There we go. Good morning, Joe. It's Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Christ is risen. I'm going to go ahead and do that. And if I make a few people uncomfortable. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joe is, this is an interesting relationship. I have never met Joe, and I feel like we're friends. I feel like we're buddies. And I was introduced through Orman Hook. And it's just such an honor to be able to communicate with you and text with you. And so, Joe, I'm going to do something that's going to make you very uncomfortable, because in the short time I've known you, I know you are a very humble man. You are a family man. You are a devout Christian. But you are very humble. But it's, I think, so important today to establish who you are and what your credibility and motives are. And so I'm going to read your bio, and I know you're going to squirm a little bit, but that's just because of who you are. But before I do that, Jen, because I don't want you to throw the stapler at me, we're listening to WBZX on B1039. And I still have some bumps on my head. Every once in a while, Jen throws a stapler at me. So this is the Big Rapids Buzz. And so, folks, bear with me. I'm going to read here. We have the Honorable Joseph Sella with us this morning. Ambassador Joseph Sella served as the United States Ambassador to Fiji, Kiribati, Nauru, Tonga, and Tuvalu from 2019 to 2021. Joe remains engaged with the growing threat of China to the Indo-Pacific and the United States, delivering remarks, writing, conducting media interviews, and advising policymakers. In 2023, he co-founded the citizen-led Michigan-China Economic Security and Review Group, and serves as its director with Pete Hoekstra. We're going to talk about Pete in a few minutes. He has over 25 years of experience in public service, the private sector, and nonprofit work. He has advised members of the United States Senate and House of Representatives. Joe has launched, helped to establish, and serve on the boards of several nonprofit organizations, and operated as a confidential advisor to various public officials, religious leaders, and business leaders. He is the founder and principal of the Pontifex Group, a consulting firm whose practice areas include public policy, public and media relations, marketing, crisis management, and institutional launching and growth. Over the years, Joe has served in managerial, senior leadership, and volunteer positions in several political campaigns on the federal, state, and local levels. He is the founder of the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast, which has welcomed presidents, chief justices, prominent religious leaders, and other distinguished speakers and guests from around the world. He is the co-founder of In Defense of Christians and Fidelis, and worked with over a dozen other nonprofit organizations, including Hillsdale College, where he earned his BA. Sella recently received the Hillsdale College Distinguished Alumni Award in recognition of outstanding professional achievement in the field of American diplomacy. Joe has served as the Catholic liaison for the 2016 Donald J. Trump for President campaign and managed the campaign's Catholic Advisory Group. He also serves on the Presidential Transition Team. But I would say, I'm going to speak for Joe and tell you the thing he's most proud of and his greatest accomplishment is his wife, Kristen, and their seven children, four boys, three girls, ranging from 18 to 4 years old. Joe and his family were the largest family to serve in an ambassadorial posting overseas in the history of the State Department, and they live in a small farm in Michigan. Joe, I know that makes you a little bit uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Bruce, it's a story of my journey, I guess how I've been called to serve, and I appreciate the introduction, and you ended with the greatest of points, and that is my wife and the children just being called to be a husband and father to them, and strive to be a good one every day to them. And they've been integral to all that I've done in the time that Kristen and I have been married, and it's been a great joy and a blessing. So, yeah.
And guess what you have coming? Grandchildren. And it is, I can't describe it. The love, the blessing. It's coming, buddy. Hopefully not too soon. Not too soon. All things in their time and place. But I mentioned Pete Hoekstra, and the reason I'm kind of leading off this way is I think it's really important for our listeners, some of whom have their mind firmly made up one way or the other on the Goshen Project, and some who are listening, some who are tired of the arguments and the rhetoric and the emotions. But I think it's really important to establish two things: your credibility and your intentions. I mentioned, and I'll probably bring it up again, that in this process, we can simplify it by saying one side anticipates gain and one side anticipates loss. Is that an oversimplification of this Goshen process to describe the dynamics of both sides?
Well, I think that for many, 1 year ago, this came out of the blue. People were living their lives, still coming back online from the pandemic, and sort of behind a veil, the state of Michigan and MEDC had been working not only with Goshen but another Chinese Communist Party tied battery manufacturer, cattle for the proposed plant in Marshall. Again, under the shroud of binding and punitive non-disclosure agreements. So government elites, business elites, moving fast and in secret should never happen in the first place. So these have been operating in the shadows beyond the check in the eyes of the consent of the governed, or the governed, who really did not have their consent. And once facts started to be basic facts, it's just everyday people asking basic questions that began with curiosity, it really raised yet more deep questions that were really never done through a process of strict scrutiny and due diligence that even our national security and intelligence agencies recommend that they ask. These sort of deals with PRC-based and CCP-type companies are not benign, as they may seem, and not all wins. And you have to be prudent and patient to probe them. And that just wasn't done, Bruce, as you know. So really, from the get-go, the check needed for our national security, as advised by federal government, those in our federal government who are responsible for providing for our common defense through intelligence agencies, those matters were defied. So I guess you could say that by not doing that, our national security lost. And thanks be to God, intrepid leaders in the trenches like you, Bruce, and others have fought mightily in a very difficult position. This is not easy. These are not easy conversations to be had. To ask those questions, to perform the strict scrutiny and due diligence that was never had. And we are where we are now, and those conversations are happening, and they'll continue to happen.
Well, that's a really a great shovelful. You dug down and really got to the core of this. You know, it was interesting. I'm the first person to recognize my shortcomings in the shame, the quote, shame on me, and shame on me with this issue, because I had heard about it, and I'm busy with, you know, I have a small farm, and I'm an outdoorsman, and I have grandchildren, a wonderful wife, and I'm busy doing things. And then one day, I was visiting with my dear friend, Pat Curry, and we got talking about it. I said, let's go for a ride. And we went for a ride with another community member, and they took me to where the site was, and lo and behold, it kind of punched me in the gut. It's within 2 miles of our farm, even though I'm just into Big Rapids Township. It's within a couple miles of our farm. And excuse me, my original concerns out of ignorance was the environmental concerns. And I still have serious environmental concerns. Yeah. And then I started to, listen, I don't jump on anyone's bandwagon, and I'm not, you know, cult-like. I want to hear both sides of the issue, but especially, someone has to establish their credibility with me before I start listening to and quoting their opinions. And then slowly I started hearing from what I consider our top experts, who don't have a dog in the local fight. They're not anticipating gain or worried about loss. They have this larger view, and I started to realize, goodness gracious, in 1 week, we heard from Panetta and Pompeo, two former Secretary of State, two former CIA directors, and our current sitting FBI director, all who said that most certainly, if this plant is built in Macoska County, it will be used to attack our cybersecurity and our intellectual property by the CCP. And for the listeners, sometimes we throw out these acronyms. CCP, Chinese Communist Party, PRC, People's Republic of China. And folks, I'm not being a xenophobe when I say this government, they're very different than us, and they have very different communist/socialist objectives. And I think one of their top leaders was quoted as saying, eventually they'll take over the United States and never fire a shot. And I think this is, you know, probably, you know, what they're referring to. But that's what really, really got me in the fight, is not, you know, yeah, there are serious environmental concerns, but these national security concerns are much greater. We mentioned Pete Hoekstra. So Pete has been a warrior with us and with you in this battle, former United States representative, and Pete's a heavy hitter. He's the former, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, he was the chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Is that correct, or was he just a member?
Yep, correct, for a number of years, and, you know, that was really an important body of knowledge and wisdom that he brought to the table when he went on to serve as a United States ambassador to the Netherlands to counter China, because he was encountering them, as I was in Fiji and the other island nations, encountering them, but countering them in any number of ways. So he was the person I turned to when, about a year ago, a series of events culminating with the exposure of the Goshen proposal and the cattle proposal, to call him and link arms to him, give my battlefield assessment, and we jumped into action and linked up with great leaders in the grassroots, such as yourself and Pat Curry and Penny Curry and others that continue the fight.
Absolutely. And so you, two very, very accomplished, intelligent, moral men who have based their careers on their integrity and their honesty, have partnered to form the Michigan-China Economic and Security Review Group. And I'm so pleased, as a taxpayer, this isn't, you know, the United States China Economic Land Security Review. This is specifically focused on Michigan, although it has national implications. Just tell us a little bit about the organization.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Bruce. I just want to give you a compliment first, because, you know, with your career in law enforcement, you go about things when you're engaging in a matter you go about it through a process. You have to be patient and prudent and probing. You can't really lead to conclusions. So you raised those matters that you did. I mean, these are everyday concerns, middle American concerns, whether it's the environment, infrastructure, the national security concern, the economics of the deal, or what have you. So I just wanted to give you a hat tip.
Thank you.
In that regard, because there is a lot of noise. There is a lot of disinformation and misinformation, which often does emanate from PRC-based and CCP-tied companies and those that are intertwined with them. So it's a shame that they have, peddled the things that they're peddling. With respect to the Michigan-China Economic Security Review Group, just a quick snapshot of what happened. Three things happened early last year. There was a plant in North Dakota that citizens like those in Big Rapids and Green Rapids, Green Township, discovered. PRC-based CCP tide coming in the middle of nowhere near a very classified Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Ultimately, the Air Force killed it, saying it was a grave national security threat. Number two, Governor Glenn Youmkin blocked the cattle plant from coming into there, saying it was a Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. The third thing that happened was that a Detroit news reporter by the name of Beth LeBlanc did a great expose detailing how dozens of elected and appointed officials in the state of Michigan were operating behind 5- and 10-year binding and punitive non-disclosure agreements for various economic development deals. Quote-unquote deals in the state of Michigan, two of which were cattle, and the one in your neighborhood, Goshen. Also, these really silly secret code names for whatever reason. Again, another layer of opaqueness and government operating in secret. So I reached out to Pete. I said, this is what's happening. He said, nobody is doing anything. We need to fire the flare and link up with people that are on the front lines, and we launched it. So we have a Twitter page, and we have been operating very closely with intrepid citizens like yourself and others since about a year ago. My first engagement was at a Big Rapids Township board meeting. I think it was February 13th, and as a conservation officer, your former conservation officer with your brother, you really appreciate this. I'm 1 mile and 1 minute away from the office where this was being held, 60 miles an hour. 1 minute there was a deer present, and the next second there was a deer present, so I hit it square on, rolled the hood, and I made it to the meeting on time. But I found a nice towing company who got me situated in, and a friend picked me up. So, in any event, we've been full tilt since.
Yep.
Had an impact. We really had a conversation exposing the facts of the matter at hand that could not be more grave. And we've done our best to really scale basic information, questions to ask, for citizens, and then certainly our state legislators, from just the citizen standpoint, and those in Washington D.C.
Right, right.
The threat that we're talking about cannot be overstated.
Are you making a ton of money doing this, Joe?
Zero budget, no money, 100% volunteer effort for both Pete and I. You know, there's been these tired tropes of, I don't know, oil industry speculation for Pete and just white knuckled stuff, Asian hate and just bonkers. I mean, it is textbook disinformation that you have to expect. I mean, McCarthyism, Red Scare stuff.
Some of this is right out of the Communist Manifesto. Two things in particular. Right out of the Communist Manifesto. Two things. First of all, create a divide in society. And the divide in this community is so sad. And I've tried to talk with the folks on the No Goshen side and said, you need to learn in negotiations, it's important to learn to remove the people from the problem. Because when all you're doing is involving the people and personalities and the hatred back and forth, people forget what the issue is. This is very, very strategic on their part, on the CCP part, to create a divide in society and a create a us versus them mentality, us against the government, or the haves and haves not, excuse me, and then the government is the savior, of course, in a socialist society. So it's interesting, I was sarcastic on how much money you were making. It was rhetorical. I think it was Edmund Burke who said something to this. I'll probably butcher it a little bit. But evil exists when good men do nothing. And let me take a moment to say good men and good women, because one of the I have said for several years, with the advance of craziness in our society, one of the secrets to the conservative movement are powerful women. And because people are kind of tired of men and tired of us old guys. And when I see the powerful women who are getting involved in this fight, I just sit back and I just smile. I think, carry this torch, sister, because people, will listen. And again, when good men and women do nothing, evil takes a foothold. I'm sure you would agree with that.
I would, so as a Catholic, I will reference the late great Pope Saint John Paul II, who wrote this letter to women, and in this he turned the phrase feminine genius, and he lifted women up in a very unique way, and he had said. He said, you're cheering them on. You're present and active in every way of life, social, economic, cultural, artistic, political, and making an indispensable contribution to the growth of culture. And I think uniting reason and feeling, something along the lines of model. It's a model of life ever open to the sense of mystery, to the establishment of economic and political structures ever more worthy of humanity.
Yes.
So it was just a well articulated expression of gratitude. And Jim, Theodore, my wife, others, it's on display. And
there's no question. And I have had some philosophical disagreements with the traditional feminist movement, because I think it's focused on, look, we're just like men, we don't do anything men can do. And I think that was a huge mistake. Do everything you can do that men can't do. There's so many things that women can do and control that men can't do. And focusing on trying to act how you think a man acts, I think is the wrong tack. And so when I quoted Edmund Burke there, I wanted to add in when good men and women do nothing, bad things happen. Joe, I was shocked, and again, shame on me, but when I found out so many of our elected officials from the township, county, state, and federal level signed non-disclosure, for the listeners, you'll hear NDA thrown around. Well, what's an NDA? It's a non-disclosure agreement. And how many of them signed those? In my naive state, I thought that would probably be illegal. I thought that'd be against the law for an elected official to sign an NDA. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's murky on purpose, I would say, regrettably. I think by that act alone, the consent of the governed was ruptured. And you never know, government and business elites operating fast and in secret, again, shrouded by the NDAs, the non-disclosure agreements, the secret code names, what went on, we'll never know. Were there gatherings of multiple people that had signature on this process in a manner that violated the Open Meetings Act? So you can just see the irregularity, Bruce, and the disorderedness of this when an elected official in Big Rapids Township or Green Township was approached by who signed the NDA, was approached by a citizen, or was approached by a fellow elected official, and they say, nope, sorry, can't talk about it, I'm covered under an NDA. Really, the civic order is ruptured.
Oh, that's a great way to describe it. The civic order is ruptured.
And you see you could say Newton's third law, as you know, is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yep.
I think in last year's recall elections in both Big Rapids Township and Green Township, you saw that equal and opposite reaction to the government and business elites operating in secret that through the NDAs, the secret code names, when they recalled the supervisor of Big Rapids Township and five of the trustees in Green Township.
It was huge. It was we the people, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a...
The genius of our founders.
Yes.
They can hold their elected officials to account, and they did.
And they did. You know, my good friend and mentor, Carmen Bean, who, by the way, he has been... the Big Rapids Township supervisor here after the recall, but Carmen feels that he can best serve as a county commissioner. So he will be running for county commissioner in the fall. And Carmen's a great guy. He's very humble. And if you ask Carmen, you know, do you want to be a county commissioner? He would say, oh my gosh, no. But he feels a need to serve his community. And Carmen is just death on NDAs. I talked to him about it, and he just gets kind of red in the face, and he can't believe that you know, public officials sign NDAs. So wouldn't surprise me if that's something that's handled in both Big Rapids and Green Township in the future. But
certainly a matter for citizens to continue to hold elected officials accountable for at the ballot box this fall and beyond, and perhaps there will be steps taken in various government bodies to prohibit that from happening. It's a testament to our culture that even happens. Try to sneak one by those the governed, if you will. But in this case, again, it was beautifully manifested that they couldn't sneak one by the everyday Americans in Big Rapids Township and Green Township, thankfully.
You know, this sounds a little Pollyanna-ish, but I can foresee this, what we've done here locally, spreading nationally. And it's been so invigorating. And, you know, maybe that transition of prohibiting NDAs, maybe it starts at the local level and then we pressure it upwards. And so that's something... Yeah,
you make a great point. I mean, what you have done in the grassroots with others, it's become a global news story. It's an international news story.
It is.
It's certainly a first-in-the-nation moment when a PRC-based and CCP-tied entity comes into a locale. The locals mobilized, again, first-in-the-nation time, to have a recall and recall policies related to it. And to have that success was a great blessing. So it is a pioneering moment, and it's example of for others to follow. And I can tell you that Pete and I have been unsolicited. Pete and I, Ambassador Hoekstra, have been contacted by other individuals in communities, not only in Michigan but around the country, saying we've seen your work. We need help. Where do we begin? I mean, these are not
people. That's fantastic.
Not particular political stripe. We're just concerned. We don't know where to begin. We're not particularly political. What do we do?
Yeah, we're going viral, baby.
It's proof of concept.
It is.
And again, it really expands the aperture of the nature of the threat. Again, that our national security and intelligence agencies have warned about. And you see it going on elsewhere, just like it is in here with these corrupted Goshen and cattle deals in Michigan.
Absolutely.
And other states and communities around the country.
I listened to, in 1 week, I mentioned Pompeo and Panetta and the current FBI director. And the FBI director's quote was, the Chinese attacks, planned attacks and strategy to attack our cybersecurity and our intellectual property is the, quote, defining threat of our generation. And that means a lot to me. This is the current FBI director under Biden. So I think, you know, we could remove the conservative liberal attachments, and but I think this we're going to start to transition. We're going to transition at the local level away from NDAs and see if it moves up. And Joe, we're going to transition to a break. We're going to let you get a glass of water or stretch. We are talking to Joe Sella. You are listening to WBZX Big Rapids on B1039.
It's the Benton Baker Chevrolet Buick GMC Anniversary Sale. Great deals on cars, SUVs, and pickups across the lot. If you've been considering a brand new 2024 vehicle, you should act now. You can hit the website, bentonbakerbigrapids.net, or better yet, come to the dealership, Northland Drive, just south of the campus. You want a new vehicle? They've got lots of new vehicles. You want a deal? They've got great deals, and they're ready to put the keys in your hand. Your local Benton Baker Big Rapids dealerships, Benton Baker Chevy Buick GMC, and across Northland Drive at Benton Baker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Benton Baker, where Michigan shops.
Soon to be Baker Auto Group.
Look around. You don't want your office or business just clean. You want it purely clean. And Lisa and her team at Purely Clean Services is ready to help. Anything from a general sweep, vacuum dusting, to deep cleaning, including scrubbing hardwood floors and shampooing carpets. Bathrooms, lunch spaces, wherever you want your space to be purely clean. Lisa loves to say she has a small business with a big impact, doing all the fun things that come with cleaning. Yeah, her words, not mine, but that's why you should let her bring her positive attitude to your business while she makes it purely clean. Call Lisa at 231-660-6775 for locally owned and operated Purely Clean Services.
Then look no further than Lakeside Armory, the official firearms provider for the Brereton Firearms Training Center. Lakeside Armory is inside the Brereton Conservation Club at 3444 18 Mile Road in Brereton, and will be open Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th from 9 until 5, with the best deals on rifles, shotguns, handguns, ammo, and accessories. Don't forget about their 12-month interest-free layaway and special order programs, which allow you to pay monthly for up to 12 months without any extra fees. Store customers also get $10 off any upcoming Brereton Firearms CPL courses. Handgun buyers without a CPL, remember to bring your license to purchase permits with you. Call Lakeside Armory at 231-250-7257 for information on their firearm and accessory inventory or to make a special order. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, buy, sell, and trade at Lakeside Armory inside the Brereton Conservation Club. See you in the store.
I'm Haley. My husband and I bought our home pretty much about 2 years ago. We are actually looking to downsize now. We had only used one realtor in years past, and we felt we wanted to use someone local rather than who we went with last time, just because they have a little bit more experience in our local market. We used Sue Bean. Sue Bean is professional because she always makes sure to have her clients' courtesy in the back of her mind. She always makes sure that, you know, you have at least 24 hours notice for a showing request. She makes sure that, you know, you are well aware of who these people are, where they're coming from, what their interest level is, so you know you're not wasting your time. I think a big thing for ours was they had to have pre-approval. So that was great because we are a busy family. We're home a lot. So having that specific courtesy to give us the heads up in advance was really beneficial in our case. You can get a hold of Susan Bean at Big Rapids Realty by calling 231-580-9546 or online at bigrapidsrealty.com. Email her at sbean, S-B-E-A-N, at bigrapidsrealty.com.
Good morning, Big Rapids, Mecosta County, and our surrounding areas. Welcome to the Big Rapids Buzz. You're listening to WBZX Big Rapids on B103, and we are so privileged and honored to have Mr. Joseph Sella on, a former ambassador to several countries under President Trump. And Joe, we're going to, mentioning President Trump, we're going to lead right into this. This is a tough question, but you're a tough guy. You can handle it. Originally, you were not a fan of Donald Trump. And then he names you as ambassador to five countries, which is such a huge... A lot of people, I think, view being an ambassador as just going and making friends, and it is so, so much deeper than that politically. Tell us about that process of at first I didn't support him, and now I do.
So it was a very simple, just had some prudential concerns and had a sincere change of heart and mind. My former colleague and friend Kellyanne Conway, she was all in with Senator Cruz and was hired and taking some particularly hard shots at then candidate Donald Trump. But happily, Kellyanne and I worked feet away from each other in Trump Tower in certainly different capacities during the 2016 campaign. But this happens during campaigns, and happy to support candidate Trump then, and overjoyed by his win, and we fight on. So that's the retrospective on that dynamic.
Well, I think I call that being a good American, because listen, I'm not going to vote for anyone because I like them, or because they're pretty, or they're handsome, or they sing well, or whatever. We need to take our feelings out of this and decide who is the man or woman who is the best statesman, the best decision maker, and reflects my values. And I think we're so caught up in a society as, gee, I don't like how he looks, or the mean things he says. And I would just encourage people to, you know, for lack of a better word, grow up. Get over yourself and decide, okay, I may not like everything he says, but, you know, what does he stand for, and what direction could he take our country in? So, okay, I'm real interested to get your reaction to this. The Goshen Project has focused a microscope on our local elected officials at the township level and at the county level, and obviously, we made our impact at the township level in two different townships. I had a county commissioner. This is not hearsay, because I asked the question. I was at a meeting. It was the Wacosta County Republicans meeting, and she was good enough to show. We appreciated that. And I asked her, really intending to give her a rationalization to maybe, you know, change an opinion. I said, in light of the new developments from the two former Secretary of State's and CIA directors and the current FBI director stating that not only is the CCP threat to our cybersecurity and our intellectual property the, quote, defining threat of our generation, but that the plant in Big Rapids, Michigan, in Wacosta County, Michigan, would certainly be used to further and advance that type of espionage. And I asked the Linda Howard, one of our county commissioners, that question, and she avoided it. She danced around, and then our moderator, Chris Zimmerman, really proud of Chris. I've known him forever, and I think Chris is starting to get involved in some thoughts on some things politically. But Chris kind of forced her to come back and answer the question, and she was kind of... in a frustrated way, she said, well, no, she will not change her opinion and her support for Goshen, even in light of this new information. And to me, I've noticed a phenomenon that the longer an elected official is in power, they seem, and you can coin this phrase and make millions, Joe, they seem to get what I call political amnesia, that they forget that they're representatives of the people, and they see themselves as more as administrators. Okay, now that I've been elected, I know what's good for you, and I don't need to listen to you. I know what's good for you. Your thoughts on that phenomena? Am I just imagining things?
Really a great, very thoughtful question, a dispassionate approach, and I mean more to your dispassionateness that I think in these charged times that you well captured is all the more. I mean, you just need to keep a steady hand on the tiller. Back to that idea of patientness, prudentness, probing, a process to things, now more than ever. So when it comes to deals such as these and others, just a discerning approach. So vital. And because it, a lot gets lost in the noise and disinformation and misinformation. So, and again, important to remember that when it comes to our national security, providing for our common defense, which is a constitutional charge that all elected officials take an oath to defend, has really, it's a nonpartisan matter and it's a bipartisan matter. And I really appreciate you accenting that. So, I mean, with regularity, I invoke Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has, who in a CBS interview about a year ago pointed out that there really is no difference between the private sector and the Chinese Communist Party, which is the government of the People's Republic of China. John Podesta answered a question from the White House briefing room last summer, on Goshen, saying that we need to onshore these things involving critical technology and critical minerals. So, and I will continue to do that as long as this fight continues. So, you speak of amnesia. I think in this instance, it's I'm going to invoke a great retired Navy admiral by the name of Michael Studeman, who at a speech in San Diego last year, he was on active duty as the commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence for 30 years. He only did China intelligence, knows all that there is to know about China, the China problem, the China threat, and he calls it China blindness. And he gets into the speech and he talks about how the China threat is more gargantuan than people can understand or appreciate. And that extends right down to the grassroots and the county commission level that you were speaking to early. I will send to you, and you can commend to your listeners, this speech, because he speaks to many opportunities to shine a bright light on the threat that we speak of.
Wow, that kind of eliminates the question, Joe. In 5 seconds, 5 second answer: if this plant is built, do you believe, based on your experience and knowledge, it will be used by the CCP to probe and attack our cybersecurity and our intellectual property?
I abide by two people in what they've said. The elder statesman of the Democrat Party, Leon Panetta, former congressman, former CIA director, former defense secretary, and Bill Avenina, who ran the NCSC that gathered a group of bipartisan elected officials and business leaders, warning them of this threat, encouraging them, recommending vigilance, which was not done in this Goshen deal, because it was Bill Avenina that responded to Congressman Molinar in a hearing of the Select Committee Chinese Communist Party if espionage would take place. Bill Avenina said 100% chance. And I will close with this, Bruce, and that is that, again, the white-knuckled, hysteric responses to just the facts that we point out of the nature of the national security threat. There is a migrant from the PRC in our country illegally who last week was found on a Marine Corps base, undetected, and he is in detention, and they are asking him very hard questions.
Wow.
Still don't know his purpose and intent behind his actions.
Wow. Wow, scary. Joe, I cannot thank you enough. I think it was so important for the listeners too. Who is Bruce Borkovich? I'm no, although I do have a higher than average knowledge and responsibility for public safety in my, as a former police chief at Ferris, I'm not an expert and you are, and we're so happy and pleased. I would wonder if we could beg you to do this again sometime.
Happy to come back on, Bruce, appreciate the opportunity, and I thank you for your service in law enforcement, and you know, as a teacher serving our community. And I think with your law enforcement lens, I think that you really, I think, command a unique approach to asking very important questions in a patient, probing way, and a process that things like this deserve. So I appreciate, you know, all that you've done in service to our community and in our state.
Thank you again. And we watch three kids, grandkids sometimes. You have seven. My head is spinning on what you must be responsible for this morning. So we're going to let you go. But God bless you for the work that you have done and the work that you are doing.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Happy Easter.
Good morning. Well, we've been talking with Mr. Joe Sella, and I hope, if nothing else this morning, you were able to listen to a unbiased, very learned and well-read expert, and that's what people need to hear. You don't necessarily, you've all heard my opinion, but you're getting an opinion from someone who has, there's no gains for him. He doesn't get anything for taking this position. Gets nothing financially. He's not getting a particular job or position. He's worried about loss, and his motivation is to protect his country. So how about, Jen, I spend a little time now, that was a pretty heavy subject, on the community bus.
Yes, let's switch gears.
Let's do that. If you are interested in joining Rotary Club of Big Rapids, you can find them on Facebook, or Bookface, as I call it, at Rotary Club of Big Rapids, or stop by the lower level of Artworks building on Tuesdays at noon. Remember, the first two lunches are on them. The Misiola Curry Comfort Home is teaming up with Two Hats Ranch for their Shooting for Comfort Sporting Clay event May 17th. It includes ammunition, golf cart, and lunch. If you can get your four-person team registered by going to their website, MisiolaCurryComfortHome.com. For questions, call 231-287-2208. And if you have not been out to the Two Hats Ranch in Mecosta County, folks, you are really missing something. It is gorgeous, but the people, the Bettis family, they are the salt of the earth. They are wonderful, wonderful people. I consider them friends. And in one way or another, somehow get out to Two Hats Ranch. It's amazing. The Animal Rescue Coalition is a nonprofit no-kill shelter. They always need donations of food and toys. They are Mecosta County's only shelter. So remember to adopt, don't shop. And remember that any pet is a lifetime commitment, so take it seriously. Each animal they have needs a forever family. Gilbert's Carpet Plus Color Tile has their Red, White, and Blue Dream Floor Award, where you can vote for a facility in the listening area to win a new floor for their facility. Can I get a new floor at my house?
It's
my house isn't a facility.
Veteran associated, you know, AmVets, VFW.
Well, they deserve it more than me.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Go to GilbertsCarpetPlus.com, Dream Floor Award. The Best Syrup Showdown event happening this Friday, April 5th at 9 a.m. at Crankers in Big Rapids. We would like to thank our sponsors this week. Purely Clean Services, the Barreton Firearms Training Center, Gilbert's Carpet Plus Color Tile, Benton Baker of Big Rapids, Sue Bean at Big Rapids Realty. Morning, Sue. Along with other supportive people and businesses from the community, we want to thank each and every one of you for getting behind our show. If you would like to sponsor our show, folks, don't be shy. If you like this, support this. If you enjoy listening to this, if you're learning, you know, how it works, the show needs to be supported. If you'd like to sponsor the show, get a hold of Big Rapids Buzz. Call your best friend Jen here at B1039 at 231-796-1103, and she will get you started. Listen again next Monday at 8:30 a.m. for Big Rapids Buzz with me, Bruce Borkovich, and Chris Long. And Chris Long is working on a really cool new video. I don't know what it is, but watch for it. See you next time on the Big Rapids Buzz.
Listen again next Monday at 8:30 a.m. for Big Rapids Buzz with Bruce Borkovich and Chris Law. Brought to you by
Gilbert's Carpets Plus Color Tile in South Big Rapids, as well as Benton Baker Big Rapids, Purely Clean Services in Big Rapids, Barreton Firearms and Training Center in Barreton, 911 Restoration serving all of West Michigan, and Big Rapids Realty, Susan Bean in Big Rapids.
Along with support from the community, Big Rapids Buzz, a presentation of B1039.